so fucking frustrated, so I'm just gonna vent because you guys are really nice to me when I'm sad, so I kind of need some support right now or something, because I'm about to lose my fucking mind right now. So I am like fat, and I'm so goddamn tired of being fat. It's like not even funny. Before the pandemic, I lost like 45 pounds over like 5 months because I did the keto diet, and I felt good. I looked amazing. I was wearing crop tops for the first time in my life. Like, oh my God, I just felt so sexy. I felt so good about my body. I still wanted to lose a little more weight, but I was so happy where I was. And then the pandemic happened, and I just all went to shit, and I just ate whatever the fuck I wanted, and then I gained it all back plus more. Plus fucking more. So now I am the heaviest I've ever been in my whole life. I literally can't wear any of my fucking clothes. Like, I have 2 pairs of jeans that fit. I've got shirts that don't even fucking fit anymore. I can't wear my fucking rings. I literally can't wear my rings because I've gained so much weight that now my fingers are fatter and I can't fucking wear my rings. I'm so angry at myself. Like, oh my God, I'm just so frustrated. Like, you know, therapists will be like, oh, you have to be kind to yourself. Your body got you through, you know, the pandemic and quarantine. Fuck that. I'm fucking angry and I'm so frustrated and I'm so goddamn tired of being fat. It's not even funny. Like, I literally went to the store today to buy some shorts that I could fucking wear because I don't have any shorts. All my shorts are from when I was fucking skinny last year, and now I'm fucking massive and I don't have any goddamn clothes, and it's hot, and all I have are like 2 pairs of jeans, so I'm freaking hot. And so I'm like, okay, I'm in this fucking mall, and I'm like, all right, time to buy some fucking clothes, right? So I go and I'm like looking for shorts, and what happens? Well, they don't have my fucking size, of course, because at any of the stores that don't have just like special obesity clothing, it's like, oh, size 2, size 6, and size 8, and that's it. More than a size 10? Oh, fuck you, fat ass. We don't have your fat shit here. And I literally found 2 pairs of shorts that were my size. And so I took them to the fitting room and I tried them on. And wouldn't you know it, they make you look like a fucking dumbass. Like, they... I literally just cried in the fitting room and I was like, I fucking hate myself so much. And so, yeah. So, the thing about it, too, the reason I'm even more frustrated is I've been fucking starving myself the last 2 weeks. Literally, I'm on the fucking code for an eating disorder fucking diet, the OMAD diet, one meal a day. Like, intermittent fasting bullshit. I'm basically starving myself, kind of. I've definitely been eating under the fucking daily caloric whatever the fuck for 2 weeks. This is like the 16th day I've been doing this fasting thing, eating one meal a day. One. Fasting for between 20 and 22 hours a day. 2 weeks. Not lost a goddamn pound. Not even a half of a pound. Nope. Same fucking weight. Same fucking weight. Like, no fucking diet I do, I can't cut calories. I even exercise. As soon as I exercise, I don't lose weight. Stay the same fucking weight. But you know what works? The fucking keto diet. The fucking keto diet. I get on the keto diet, I lose weight like fucking just, it just melts off of me. Like, and so I could, and that's how I lost weight the first time. And I could do that, right? I could do keto again, but no, it's fucking miserable. You can't even eat beans. You can't fucking eat beans. You can't have corn. You can't have rice. You can't have bread. You can't have fucking any fruit, barely. You can have strawberries, but like half a cup of them. Like, you can't fucking eat anything. You're just restricting so much. And guess what happens when you restrict so much? You fucking binge. Because guess what? I have a goddamn binge eating disorder. So what happens when I can't eat rice or bread or fucking pasta for like 4 months? Well, I get fucking tired of that and I want to eat a goddamn bowl of pasta. So I have a bowl of pasta and then I hate myself because guess what? My body will immediately gain like 8 pounds back off of one bowl of pasta, and that is not an exaggeration. So then I gain weight and then I hate myself and I go in this angry spiral of, God, I fucking hate myself and why did I eat that bowl of pasta and I'm so fat and ugly and worthless and blah, blah, blah. And then I eat more pasta, and you can see where I'm going with this. So I could try the keto diet again, but what's inevitably gonna happen? I'm gonna fucking eat a bowl of pasta and fucking hate myself. So what the fuck am I supposed to do? Because I'm cutting calories and that's not working. I've tried exercising and that's not fucking working. What the fuck am I supposed to do? Oh my God, I just have to be fat for the rest of my life. I just have to hate my body and want to throw up every time I look. Like, I don't even look in mirrors anymore. It's so bad. Like, I literally look down in my own bedroom so that I don't have to see my reflection in the mirror. When I go to the bathroom to, like, brush my teeth in the morning, I look down in the sink because I don't want to fucking look at myself. That's how much I fucking hate myself. And I could fix it, right? Just fix it. Come on, it's your body. Just suck it up and work out and eat good. I fucking am trying and it's not fucking working. And the only fucking thing I can do that seems to work is the goddamn keto diet. I have to take every goddamn carb out of my fucking diet. You know, just basically eat celery and chicken breast for the rest of my life. Then I lose weight. But inevitably, I'm gonna fucking eat pasta and then fucking want to kill myself. So I am really frustrated and I just want to cry and I just feel so ugly and fat and unlovable and I'm just so over it. I am so over it. And what am I going to do later today? I'm going to make a keto meal plan because I feel so desperate to lose weight right now. I'm like on the verge of a mental breakdown. So I'm going to try it. I'm going to fucking try it again. I'm going to do keto and OMAD all at once. Just starve yourself and don't eat carbs and then maybe I'll start fucking losing weight. And then inevitably I'm going to binge because that's what happens when you restrict and then I will binge and gain the weight again. And it's like a never ending cycle and I just don't know what to fucking do to make it stop. And every therapist and every fucking, you know, self-help book, whatever the fuck is like, you just have to love your body and eat intuitively. No, surely there has to fucking be a solution that isn't just accept my fat body or just eat intuitively. Okay, well, if I was eating intuitively, I would eat like a bowl of pasta every fucking day, and that makes me fat. So yeah, I am not having the best day. I'm having a shitty day, and my mom is making my favorite meal today, chicken and dumplings. And guess what dumplings are? They're fucking carbs. So I don't even get to enjoy my favorite meals because while I'm eating it, I'm like, wow, you're fat and disgusting and shouldn't be eating food because you don't deserve to eat food. You should starve because you're so gross. No one wants to be your friend or be around you or even see you whatsoever. Like, just nobody, like, you should not even go to grocery stores because nobody wants to, like, accidentally see you in their peripheral vision. And that's what I'm going to be thinking while I eat my favorite meal. So this is my life and I'm really over it. I'm really fucking over it. So yeah, this has been my vent on my drive home. I really hope that you enjoyed it. My fellow fatties out there, maybe you will hear this and be like, damn, I feel the same way. I know I'm not alone. I know that this is a struggle a lot of people have. I know I'm not fucking alone, but I'm not happy with myself, and yeah, so back to keto I go. No more fucking tortilla chips, just cucumber and ground beef and bacon and eggs and cheese, which are great foods. I love those. I love olives. I love fatty foods. Fatty foods are great and they're healthy and they're wonderful. But you know what else I love? Fucking macaroni and cheese, and I can't fucking eat it. Oh, okay, I'm done. Oh my God, all right. I'm glad I got it out of my system because I thought I was going to cry, but instead I just screamed into a phone for like 10 minutes. So yeah, I hope you guys are having a great day and I appreciate all your love and support. And thank you for listening to me rant about how much I hate my body. This has been really, really great. Okay, I'll put out some mommy shit later, I promise. I promise.